Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Sweet Jesus. Jesus, I'm asking for your love to continue to flow and wash away the issues of our hearts. We say yes to anything and everything you have for us. We don't want to be the way we are. Help us lay down to your agenda and your truth and your victory. Help us understand what you did through the cross and what you imparted into us when we said yes to you and the resurrection power that follows. Many of us said yes because we don't want to go to hell, but there's people in here who said yes. I want everything you died for me to have. I'm asking you tonight to teach us and open up. I see keys in the spirit. I ask you to unlock the mysteries. Let us go deep into your presence and reveal yourself to us. And I pray for the casual in here tonight that the Holy Ghost fire burns while you're sleeping, that his presence resonates into your soul while you're sleeping. You're not here by accident. You're not here because you were bribed to come. God called you. God's got a plan for your life. He's got a purpose, and he's got a way that's higher than you can even think out of the situations that you have right now. I see a couple of you young kids. I see like a fence gate, and I see the barricade of that fence gate blowing out like there's no limitations. I see God calling you deeper into the true call of the walk of the Spirit. You've dabbled and you've messed around with a little bit of, I'm just going to be real. You've messed around with a little bit of the dark stuff. And you felt a tingle and you felt a little woo, but I'm telling you, that is the enemy. And his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to lock you up and throw away the key. But remember, I saw keys in the spirit which unlock anything that the enemy has tried to barricade or lock and keep you out of. I see, when we were worshiping tonight, the Lord was showing me, and I'm not gonna call you out. But here's the thing: some of you are smoking pot, and you know I hear it's legal in some places. But here's the thing, it is the counterfeit of the true oneness of God. It's a fake unity with a fake universe that causes fake deception. It's all fake. There's only one way into the heart of Jesus, and it's not through smoking, drinking, or taking pills. It's through calling on Jesus Christ to be Lord. And tonight he's calling, there's a call out in the spirit. He's calling you back into the center of his heart. I see frustration, and I see some brokenness, and I see some hardships, but I want you to know that you are not alone and you are never alone. You've got the Holy Spirit who has been trying to lead and guide you into all truth. And right now, I bless your ears in the spirit to hear. I bless your eyes in the spirit to see. And I bless all your senses. And I command them to come alive in Jesus' name. Be activated in Jesus' name. Be activated in Jesus' name. Let the compass of God dial us in tonight in a way where we stay true to the center of his will and His purpose, and we lay our own agendas down, we lay our plans down, we lay our dreams down, and we say, Jesus, we just want to be with You. We're not coming with an agenda tonight. We're coming to seek Your face. We're coming to seek Your face. You're a living God who loves encountering His children. And we're asking You tonight, encounter us, sir. Adjust us, correct us, motivate us to follow the walk of the Spirit and bring us in to the pastures of life, eternal life. Right now I break these, there's some assignments in the Spirit over some people in here. I break the assignment of addiction. I break the assignment of backsliding. I break the assignment of poor me. That's all demonic. And right now I pour the blood of Jesus over that and I render it null and void. Come up higher in God right now. Break through into the blessings of God right now. Yeah. Self-pity, go in the name of Jesus. I see somebody in here wearing a necklace of self-pity, and you like to shine the pearls of self-pity. Oh, you just had another hurt and wound, and you shine those. That's demonic. That is not of God. God's got gifts of righteousness, gems that you not know of, and He wants to clothe you with His garments of praise, with garments of grace, with garments of heaven. Make the exchange. Lay that stuff down tonight. Lay the counterfeit down tonight. Lay the carnal stuff down tonight and say, yes, I'm coming into the presence of the King. Well, I don't know if I can do that. Well, what about this? His grace is sufficient. You can't earn salvation. His grace is sufficient. Help us understand Your grace, Jesus. Help us understand how to walk in Your grace. I'm actually seeing a picture of an eagle, and I'm seeing us underneath the eagle's wings. And He's teaching us and protecting us as we learn how to acclimate ourselves into the deeper realms of God's glory. I'm seeing rivers and deep waters, and the Lord is calling us, the Father is calling us deeper into His presence. Well, wait, I got to do the dishes, but wait, I got to make that text. Jesus, we're calling on Your grace to overcome the flesh. We want to do what You want us to do, but help us with the issues that easily beset us, that cause us to go waylaid or delayed. Right now, I command the blessings of God to open and the treasures of heaven to come forth. Show Yourself strong in this group of people tonight. Not because we deserve it, not because we earn it, because You delight in blessing Your children. We don't want to walk in lack or poverty or any dis-ease. We want to walk in wholeness in You. Show Yourself strong in here tonight, Father. There's addiction in here. There's prescription pills. God is dealing with that tonight. God is dealing with that tonight. You've been asking. You've been trying to get off drugs, but you don't know how. Your doctor says you need them. I'm going to just challenge you in the Spirit to believe God tonight. Now, sometimes people freak out and they think, oh, you know what? Listen to the voice of God. Just listen to the voice of God and then walk in faith. If you have no faith, don't walk in it. Don't do it. But if you feel the conviction of the Holy Ghost to let go of that Adderall, if you feel the conviction of the Lord to let go of that whatever, let it go. One time, I was addicted to Vicodin. For a long time, I used to take the big bottles of it. And the Lord said to me one night, the enemy's getting into your mind through these pills. I stopped taking them. See, there's a grace to get off the drugs when the Holy Ghost says. There is no withdrawal. It's 100% wholeness in Him. Can't earn it. Can't buy it. Lord, I say yes to whatever you have tonight. I keep knocking over my coffee cup. I got to get used to this setup. It's a good thing there's a row here because I'd be in the middle. I'm seeing like a wave of trauma. It's some fresh news which activated the spirit of trauma. And right now, I break the effects off your soul from the fresh news. Now, you want to call it bad news, but the Lord's calling it fresh news. There's a prayer assignment there. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whose report are you going to believe? When God gives me something in the Spirit, it's done. Now you have to pray it through, but it's done. And when you pray it through, it's really your faith being activated to come along. And then you see the tipping point, and you go, yeah, there it is again. I hear ding, 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 ding. There's a tipping point in here for some people. You're about to get wet.
From the mouth of the baby.
Amen, amen. Let it go, let it go. Be serious, we're in church.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Healings taking place, deliverance taking place. I like effortless deliverance. Let it go. Come on, head cases, let it go. Let the King in. Who is this King of Glory? Bam! Another one free. Thank you, Jesus. Another layer gone. There's another layer gone. There's another layer gone.
Thank you, Jesus. Someone's like, is that me? Yes, it's you.
Sitting on the seat, he's gonna go into the thing and get wet. The Holy Spirit's throwing the balls at the thing that puts you in the water.
Ding, ding, ding. I actually see a couple people lined up for like a Holy Ghost car wash. I see people with their arms up in the air. Let that stink get washed away. Amen. Amen. You know, God is good. And he loves to heal us and deliver us. And you, if you're looking for the checklist, I don't think this one's going to be on how to get delivered, you know. But I'm telling you, I've seen it over and over, and I've had it happen to me many, many times. I used to be so rigid and so religious and so don't raise your hand, that's not godly, and don't do no shabababas because that is weird. But one day God got a hold of me and he wrecked me and he broke off the chains of religion and he set me free, and I got to walk into who I really am. I'm made in his image. Every one of you are made in his image and created for a purpose. You have a destiny. I'm seeing the book in heaven. I see books in heaven right now over you guys. And I see some blank pages, but I also see some scribbling in there. I can't read it, and it's not my business to read it. But God has a purpose for you guys. And I'm calling that purpose into the earth right now, and I'm commanding a connection in the spirit where you see and know the living God. That you are more than just a person in earth. You're more than just a mortal. You're an image of Jesus Christ created for his good pleasure. I pray and release his good pleasure into your lives. I command that to open right now. Spirit of suicide, loose off this place right now in Jesus' name. Go! Not specific. Go! No judgment here. Judgment went to the cross. Resurrection power come alive in God. I'm seeing like conduit in the spirit, like electricity, and I'm seeing, you know, a couple of you are like getting ready to plug it in. And I'm praying for the plug and the socket to connect and never come off again in Jesus' name. Sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. There's somebody in here who's worrying about family issues. It's dark and demonic, the family issues. But God, I see you sitting high and above it all. And I actually see you on the right side looking down at the trouble and the demonic activity. And the Lord's like, don't you worry yourself with that. I've got that. Don't you worry yourself with any of that. Don't you lose one more minute of life stressing and figuring out, ha, 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 ha. How to figure that out? Because when you go to the realm of the dark side, you get tangled in their webs. Don't go into the dark side. You know, God is supernatural, and he's got a supernatural solution for you. He's got a supernatural solution.
It's already been worked out. All you got to do is sit in the papa's lap. Amen. And just pull on his ear. And just love on him. And he will commission the angels. He will commission the assignments to make things work for his good. Yes. Not your good, for his good. Because he is bringing you up higher. 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 Holy. Shomake. Praise you, Father. Lord, we love you. Come on. Don't wait for a word. Engage with him. Embrace his love. Yeah. I see a couple people with like buttons in their pocket, lint in their pocket, and they're like, I gotta give God something. He's like laughing. He's like, I just want you. I don't care about that button. Greater grace, Father. Let your greater grace go. Let your greater grace go. Consume us with your presence. Bishonele mako. Heyato, mea shande korito so. Toleba che sende dei pascenti con la basso coco. E ne so coco. Shabababa. Te coda tosso.
The Lord is stripping away some lies. Earlier when Lori was sharing, we're going to stay in the spirit. We're probably going to go back and forth here, but I saw this heavy iron thing over somebody's heart. And it was a pack of lies from the enemy. And the Lord said, he's stripping away the lies that make you think that the enemy's lies are true. You're going to see him for what he is and who he is. And he comes, make no mistake, when he comes to steal your destiny. He's trying to steal the real identity that you have. He's trying to steal your destiny from you, but he may come as, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm kind of busy today. He comes as a time stealer. He can come as self-pity. He can come as a habit. There's someone here, you devoutly love God, but you're still drinking a lot. You drink sometimes a lot. And I'm not condemning you and I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you what God is saying. And you're using it to numb some difficulties in your life. And I get it. Alcohol numbs. But he said with good reason, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the wine is really, it's not even that, you know, it's not even that in and of itself it's so wrong, but when it's a counterfeit for the real thing, it will keep you in that pattern for years, never letting you enter the real thing where there's such a better solution that goes deep in you to solve it once and for all so that there's nothing left to numb. Satan comes as a trickster and a liar. And his point is to take, and I saw this, I want to call it an iron lung, but it was around the heart, and it was iron, like that thick. And it had, and you're a devout Christian, you love Jesus, and you're walking around loving Jesus, but this thing has kept you from seeing the reality of what God has for you, and so you're going through motions. And there's something in you that is afraid to break through to the light. And Jesus wants to pop that thing off your heart and off your eyesight, off your vision, so that you can see with the piercing reality of how good he really is. That he's not mad at you. He isn't judging you. He wants to lift you higher, but he has to have your permission to do it. He's asking you, will you come higher? Will you break through the lie of the enemy? And sometimes the lie of the enemy is so subtle, it's just, well, I'll just watch the show, or I'll just call my friend. It can be something as simple as just putting God off. Put it off, put it off, put it off. And some of you are in real trouble. There's one or two people, you're in real trouble, and you've put God off for so long, you no longer know how to connect because you're afraid now that he doesn't want to. He wants nothing more. No matter how far you wandered, he is waiting for you to come back into his arms. No matter how long it took. He never, you know what I love about God? He never says, where have you been? What took you so long? He never says that. Read the story of the prodigal son. The father never says to him, I can't believe you blew the inheritance. You went and you lived with the pigs. You spent all the money I gave you on harlots, sex, drugs, rock and roll. Really, kid? Now you show up? No, he never says that. Right. Never. He's so gracious, he never even asks. He runs to meet him, fall on his neck and kiss him, begins to welcome him, call for all the good things to bring to bless this child. That's how our Father is. He told us that story so you'd know no matter how far you went, no matter how bad you blew it, even if you've been, I'm talking to somebody, I'm not going to point you out, you've been avoiding God for years. You've been avoiding him. And it's not that you don't love him, you do love him, but you've been afraid to connect his heart to yours because you didn't think you were pleasing to him. It's a lie. That's the lie. That's the iron lung. It's the lie that keeps you from coming in saying, just as I am without one plea. But then his blood was shed for me. His blood was shed for you the same as it was for me. When I come to God, I bring nothing. I have nothing to give him. I have nothing to offer him. None of us do. And if we think we do, we are deceived. He can raise up rocks to do anything that we could do. We got nothing that we can offer him that's so great. You know what we can offer him? Us. Yeah. Me. My heart. He wants to break that lie off your soul and off your life today and bring you so close into his heart, it's as though it never happened. It's as though it never happened. Hallelujah.
Holly, for that lie to be broke off, is that like a proclamation or is that just like a decision in the heart, personal, or what are you getting on that?
I just felt like the person needed to know. Specifically that, a lot of that was for one person.
Yeah.
Just that last part.
Okay.
Feeling like I do love God, but I've been gone from his presence so long, and we do stuff for him. We're always doing stuff for him. And it looks like good works, but there's a hollowness inside because it was never about works.
Okay.
And I think the person just needs to know that it's as though it never happened. Come in even when you don't know how to come in. You don't know what to say or what to do. All he wants is to hold you in his arms and teach you how to fellowship.
Yeah, that's good. That's how we're supposed to be in the kingdom. That's it. That's it. Just pay no attention to the neighbors. I'm on my way to Jesus. I'm bringing my friend with. Yeah, amen. Faith is a child. That's it right there. You know, earlier today, I was sitting in a chair, and I was just fellowshipping, hanging out, and you ever get, like, crabby with God? You know, and I was a little irritated, and because I wanted something a certain way, and he was not moving on it. And so I did a silent temper tantrum, and... because there's nobody around, so it makes no, it's just between him and me. And he was not moved by that silent temper tantrum, by the way. And So later on, I was laying down, and I was just resting, and I was asking him about tonight, and you know, he said, "My grace is sufficient." And you know, when he says that to me, that is like a key to life in him. And I feel like some people don't even know what that means. And so, you know, God's grace is available. It's his ability. You know, we can go in, and it's his ability to do things through us. He like uses us and works things out into the earth through us, through his grace. And you know, there's many facets of his grace, but I feel like some people are afraid to go further in God because they don't know how. Well, hello, none of us know how. We need his grace. His grace leads and guides us. You know, it's like, and so when I'm struggling with something, I call on his grace. Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm in a situation. I don't even know what the situation is, but I know it's yucky and I don't like it. I'm calling on your grace. Would you help me? And sometimes I even say, would you give me a dream? You know, because I don't understand the situation and I'm thinking too much on it or trying to figure it out, but I'm completely missing it. Would you just give me a dream on this or what your perspective is on this? And sometimes he will give me a dream and it's so different than what I was thinking the situation would be. And so why am I saying that? Because I feel like we need to call on his grace. It's not just belief for his grace. We call on it. It's like a garment of grace that we put on. You got something, don't you?
No, I'm just thinking some people might not know what you mean.
Turn your mic on.
No, I'm talking to you.
Oh.
Some people might not know what you mean by his grace. What's that mean?
His ability to do things. How would you say it, Holly?
His ability to do anything and everything that I can't do,
yeah.
or I can do it, but he could do it better.
Yeah. So do you get that?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
Yeah, so, like, would it even take his grace to, like, I know Kina wants me to. So, if I know God wants me to be closer to him, or I want to call on God, maybe I'm far from God, maybe I don't even know God, or I don't know if I know him. Would it be his grace that even could help me with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I remember when I was like, Lord, I want to love you, but I don't even know what that means. Would you show me? Will you teach me? See, when we ask him, he'll teach us things.
Yeah.
But it's when we think we know everything, or we think it's going to be a certain way, he kind of just steps back and folds his arms and waits until we go, help. I don't know what to do. Sound adjustment. She got three kids on her arm. He was just checking the sound. There might have been a buzz he fixed. And so, you know, I know there's people in here struggling with like emotional issues or physical issues or financial issues. It's really all about God's grace and believing God's word. And because he's got a solution to help you. You know, there's destiny blocks in here, and it's because of the way you're thinking. And so you think you know a certain thing, and so it's kind of like it's a door that's forced shut on the blessing of God because your way is better, according to you and your doctrine. And so oftentimes I call on his grace, his ability to do the things that I can't do, and some of the things I can do, I don't want to do in the flesh. I want to be in his grace doing it because it's pure. And there's like no stress. There's no forcing it. It's just a flow like smooth butter, you know, on a hot summer day on a nice piece of white bread, which we don't eat anymore. So I say all that because I feel like tonight some people in here, you know, you're like, I don't want to call on God's grace. I don't even know what that means. Would you do it in faith? Would you just say, God, I'm calling on your grace to help me in every area. I don't even know what areas to call out. So I'm saying all areas. Will you help me? And see, it's called dialogue. You're listening to me, but you're not doing it. You know, when I hear something like this, I'd be like, Lord, I'm calling on your grace. I don't even know what she's talking about, but I'm calling on your grace because I think it's right. You know, engage with him. Don't be spectators in, you know, in a message. You know, a message is alive if it's from God. It's alive. It's a living word. You could hear this message 3 weeks from now and still call on the grace, still say that prayer, and still activate his grace. That's what I love about the living word. It's alive always. You know, we may be a little slow or sluggish, but his word is always 24/7, never stops, cannot stop, can't contain it. It's overflowing, it's living, it's powerful, it's sharp, and it'll make some major corrections in our lives if we choose to obey it. Amen? Amen. So who said, I'm calling on God's grace? Everybody, except for a few. Yay! I bless those few with future calling on grace. That probably looked bad, but I'm doing this in the spirit. You know, I'm breaking some stuff in the spirit. There's like a second heaven issue going on, and I'm breaking through to the third, to the presence of God, where because it's illegal. There's some illegal stuff. There's trickery in here. And I have the authority to break that illegal stuff, and I'm not going to allow it. I'm believing and contending for people's breakthroughs. Why? Because I love it. I love to see when God gets his way in a heart, when there's even just a little bit of friction, or not rebellion, just, I don't know, that's weird. I remember the days of, I don't know, that's weird. But God showed up anyway and found a way to trick me into believing. And you know, not in a bad way. It was a good way, and it brought freedom. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I think that's it for tonight. Do you got anything else? Okay.
There's just one thing that I feel like the Lord wanted to say. One of the greatest enemies we have is to think we know something. It can even be something God taught us last year that's actually true. It can be a format or a program somebody taught us that we're just determined to make that work. But what if God is saying something more or different? So I've learned to submit everything to him, even the things I think I kind of know, because the problem is never God. Okay? There's two of us in the room. It's never him. It's always me. And the more flexible I am, you know, even if I think, you know, there's a scripture verse that fascinates me. It says, if anyone thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Think about that. So the paraphrase of that is, the first thing you should learn is we don't know squat. Right? Right? Because once you realize all our profound knowledge,
puff it up.
You know, we could be half right. It could even be, there's stuff God has taught me, but a year later he may tell me a little more. Or maybe he'll add something more that I didn't understand and say, okay, I'm glad you got that. Now let's go to the next level. But if I'm sitting here knowing it all, I won't be open to hear or change. And that can be a real enemy of people. You'll get stuck. You know, I'm going to try to be kind, but I know they're not in this room, so I can say this. But years ago, some people came and they had been raised up under a great man of God. I mean, this guy moved in the spirit. He was a great, great man of God. But they came out of there, and it wasn't the man of God's doing, but they had kind of a know-it-all spirit. Like, they knew it all. And it was, you could tell, they weren't open to hear anything new, because they knew it all. Well, years and years and years went by, and they're exactly in the same place they were then, because they still know it all, and they know the same stuff they knew then. And they're wondering, why isn't God talking? Why isn't God moving? Because God only moves when we make a space. So when we humble ourselves before him, even if we think we know something, if we'll back up and bow down and say, okay, I think I understand this, Father, but what do you say about that? We now have created a vacuum for him to fill. And he may not teach us through his voice. He may bring us a different teacher than we would have expected. He may put someone in front of us that's outside of our circle who happens to know something that we didn't know. Okay? Sometimes God will take me and throw me into a circle of people that I don't even understand, but they're a part of the body of Christ. And you know what? Most denominations came from knowing something the others didn't know. And a lot of them kind of might have gone sagaglin one way or another, but that doesn't mean they don't know something. That doesn't mean they don't have some revelation that we might need. So if we get cocky about we think we know, then we don't know, right? So I just feel like God wants to help us to become, you know, when I'm in God's presence, I know nothing. Because one revelation I have is that he knows everything. He is so vast, so huge, so mighty, so powerful. We are clueless. If we saw him, I'm pretty sure we'd perish. You know, if we saw the glory of God, if we were really allowed, I think God has spared us, right? He lets us taste of his presence in the Spirit. Because if he cut loose, I don't think any of us would be able to stand in our flesh. So he lets us come. But the if you want to absorb more of God, create a vacuum, right? Because I feel like we are hungry for more. We want to know more. We want to learn more. And we want him to do more. You know, John the Baptist said the most amazing thing. He said, he must increase. I must decrease. Because they were appealing to him. Hey, that guy, that guy you talked about, he's over there. He's baptizing more people than you are. Appealing to his pride. Look out. Right? But John the Baptist got it. He understood. For one thing, he knew who the Lord was. He said, he must decrease. He must increase. I must decrease. Well, that's kind of the rule, isn't it? If we want him to increase, we have to decrease. We have to become less, and especially when you're alone with God. When you're alone with God, if you bring yourself low, and I don't mean beat yourself up or think poorly of yourself, it's not about that. But what you do is you magnify him by knowing he knows more than you do. And you'd be amazed how many people think they know more than he does. Be amazed how many people believe they know more than God does. And try to run things. And God waits. He's so gracious. He'll wait for years. And they'll keep crashing into walls and crashing into walls. And finally they'll get so tired. They'll say, God, what is the problem? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Didn't have to take that long. It didn't have to take that long. You could have asked day one. How many times are you going to go around the mountain before you finally get off your high horse and say, God, I don't know anything. Would you please show me what the problem is? And he won't chide you. He won't yell at you. He'll be like, come here. Come with me. Let me teach you some things. He's so gracious. Amen. He loves you. Okay, you said that's... Is that it? All right. Hallelujah. I'm sitting back down.
Did that bless you tonight? Yeah. Is God wonderful?
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from Spirit of God Worldwide.com.